the cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
Drink, man, I'm gonna get gas. Gonna get high, man, I ain't had enough. Need me a triple shot of that stuff. Gonna get drunk, won't you listen right here.
Great, makes women appear more attractive, and makes a person virtually invulnerable to criticism.
Alcohol is a way of life. Alcohol is my way of life, and I aim to keep it.
Find it, buy it, make it, I don't care. Just get me some booze and fast.
I can't take this much longer. I gotta have a beer.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
Made a living out of it, though. It's the Rokan Show with Anna DeBlantes right here, 720 WGN. It's the weekend land because it's after 5 o'clock
here in Chicago.
It's
TGIF.
They would say on another radio station on the other band. Mm-hmm. And I want to say, now we have in the studio with us two beautiful women who have brought wine and cheese and crackers. And so we're going to just turn the transmitter off and have a party. There's really no reason for us to continue this on the air because it is just, it's too much to handle. Now, you've been hearing Dannenberger Family Vineyards, which is, and Susan, we'll start with you. Susan Sullivan Dannenberger is with us, along with Lisa Ellis, who's the marketing director. And now, Susan, this is, how long has Dannenberger been making wines here in Illinois?
2009, since, but we didn't open to the public until 4 years ago.
So it's 2009. So does it take, like, see, I've done the Napa tour.
You want me to do the math there for you?
Yeah.
So that's 2009, then 4 years, it'd be 2013, and then four more years, 2007.
Okay, I get that part, but how long does it take to make, did you have to do this because you had to get the vines going? How does that work?
Yes, I started early because most of my reds sit in oak for about 2 or 2.5 years.
Oh,
nice.
Let's see what goes on there.
And there's a family history to this whole
the farm. The farm's been in my family since 1881. I'm the fifth generation.
Oh, my gosh.
But it's been corn and soybeans until I took over.
How about that?
So why did you decide to do wine?
I love it. It's all about...
Because it was corn and soybeans before that?
life isn't a bottle. I mean, it's every moment that you share is usually around food or wine.
That's so true.
Wine does
bring out good memories and good times.
Or an attorney.
Yeah.
An attorney.
Or sometimes bad behavior. I don't know. Depends on how you want to really look at it.
Could be called good behavior.
So you did this to make it a... to make wine in Illinois be a thing? Because I know where you guys are located, there's wine country to the south, right? You're near Springfield, right?
Yes, there's a huge southern Illinois wine trail, and there's some up in northern Illinois. Central Illinois is just now we have about 26 in the winery. I'm on the board for Illinois wine as well, so there's 26 in the central Illinois area.
Is the soil good for wine in Illinois?
So the soil is really vigorous. So my biggest problem is I have to fight all the growth. So I'm constantly pruning the vines. But it has tons of minerals. It's got great...
Vigorous. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's vigorous. I don't know what that... What does that mean?
Sure.
It really wants to grow. It wants to make the vine grow. And I need it to concentrate on just the grape and not the vine. So I'm pruning off all of the green part.
Do you go out there and scream at it and tell it that?
I do. Whip it.
Now
I
give stop it. That! I don't know. I've talked to soil before, but never intentionally. It was, more of a sort of an accidental thing.
Fall into it, right?
Yeah, and you're mumbling. It's I don't exactly know what to do there. All right, now this is the other thing about this. Before we start with the wines, I just want to mention this because I've been hearing the commercials. It's very exciting. How far south of Chicago are you? Chicago area?
About 3.5 hours.
Three hours,
probably.
Yeah, the way that Rich and I drive, that'll be about
two.
1 hour 15.
Alas, that is true.
And didn't you get picked up down there once for doing something in a bad speed?
Set a record, okay? It was a record at the time.
So the
judge was like, I wanted to meet the guy who thought it was okay to go twice what I-57 says. So you can do the math there, too. 114.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, those were in the old days, though.
Yeah, that was many years ago.
You've grown up.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
All right, and then once you get down there, so are you south of Springfield then?
I'm just 10 minutes from Springfield,
okay.
Yes.
Okay, in New Berlin. Which sounds like Berlin, but it's pronounced Berlin because it's south of Springfield, right?
Isn't that how that everything's goes? Different south of Springfield.
Yeah, I mean, I know how that goes. I've been down there. I don't know how I feel about that, but I have been there. All right, so let's crack out the wines here for the people that we have. And everybody's got this. Now, I know, now your Cabernet Franc Am I saying that right?
Yes.
Yes.
Very good.
Reserve is a big award winner, right?
I mean, done well nationally, internationally, both, and in France, actually.
Oh, my gosh. High praise.
That's really good. And did you get the grape? Do you get the vines from France originally?
No, I don't have clones from France because I'm in Central Illinois and I want to make sure that the rootstock can handle our weather. I get a rootstock and then put the clone on it. It comes from New York.
Oh. The west part of New York up on the Lake Erie, like Dunkirk, Fredonia, that area where all the wines are from up there. That's actually, it's interesting because you go around and in, you know, Canada, Lake Erie, all is because they say that the winds and the climate and all that, except when it's snowing on them, is like Northern California. Do we find that to be true? And that the air coming off the Mississippi River does that for Illinois.
Yeah, it helps with the frost. It prolongs the vine length. And then we have the same growing degree days as actually Napa does. So I'm able to grow the vine as long as Napa would leave it on the vine long enough so that it can come to full ripeness.
Now, I know you studied for in California, right, to learn
UC
more
Davis,
about
yeah.
it. But did they kind of think you were crazy to be in Illinois growing wine?
I mean, they thought it was crazy that I wanted to go back. They didn't want...
Just don't leave.
Yeah. Why would you want to go back? What's wrong with here?
How cool is that, doing
wow.
that here?
This is quite a thing.
Yeah,
all right,
it is.
So all right, we're gonna try this, and then we're gonna keep it away from Violetta, and it's gonna make her totally nuts and totally insane.
I can smell it.
And the so all right, so you have a full varietals here, right? What kind of variety? What do you do? What
I brought the Cabernet Franc, which we're very famous for. I brought another year of Cabernet Franc, so you could compare the 2 years. One has a more drought year, and one has a little bit more of a wet year. So it's interesting how the grapes taste
so
completely
one would be a little
different.
Sweeter than the other, a little
yeah.
more fruit.
More fruit forward exactly. Yeah. The 2013 is very French in style. It's more earthy. Then I also brought our white blend, which we're famous for. I think Anna kind of had
I did.
Little...
I tried it at home with my husband and my sister, and we finished the bottle. So that's
oh, bravo.
It was delish.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't take too much out of that. Let's just face it. finishing a bottle around here is really not a hard
easy.
Thing for
Goes
us to
easy.
Do. Yeah. So, all right, hold on 1 second. We'll come right back. Dannenberger Family Vineyards, which is in Illinois and making obviously a splash internationally with the wines that they're doing here, including their award-winning Cabernet Franc, Cab Franc as it's known. I hope I'm doing that right and not sounding like I'm going to get punched in the face when I leave
you
the studio here today.
French, so
yes.
You got it.
Yes, I did. I took high school French, and that's why when I watch things like, I don't have to, when I watch things like, that Macron guy. Uh-huh. I know how to overpronounce his name.
Macron. Yeah. There's a lot of R something. Yeah. It's like you're sort of sneezing or throwing up together.
And you know what? Here's the other thing about this is that these wines obviously are incredibly, they're value priced. Is that the way we would say that here based on the fact that they're from Illinois? You're
affordable,
not paying,
for
you're not
sure.
paying the California prices
no.
here, which I like a lot
nice.
Here. So we'll get to all of that. But first, here is Violetta Pottermedic with the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots.
This week, Chicago's Best is going all over the ins and outs of Chicago-style hot dogs. Don't miss Chicago's Best, making the Chicago-style dog. That is Sunday night at 10 on WGNT.
It's the Rokon Show with Anna DeVlantis right here, 720 WGN. Richard
yes.
Roper is here. He's going to be reviewing Tom Cruise's new film, American Made. But there is a spoiler alert because there is a national commercial that's announcing his praise for Tom Cruise's performance.
Yes.
Already. So
was it during the Bears game that we might have heard?
Yeah, that was kind of freaked me out. I thought there was somebody. I live alone. And all of a sudden someone's saying, Richard Roper, what? What do you want?
Not me. I didn't do it.
That wasn't me.
Oh, you know, we're also going to talk about the Pearl Jam Wrigley Field concert documentary.
That looks
you
good.
Cubs fans out there will be interested about that one. Let's Play 2. Because they played the two concerts. Great title for a doc as well.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. That Eddie Vedder, he's quite a thing.
Who's he? Was he? He's like that all the time. You know, like when he goes into Starbucks, don't call me latte.
This is the Ken Arbor Wagon is rolling.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
the
it is.
Dannenberger Family Vineyards are here, and they are award winners, and they're vinting their wines. Did I do that right? Are we vinting?
Yes,
are we
that's
vinting?
Perfect.
They're vinting their wines in Illinois, just south of Springfield, which is really good because there is, you know, there's a lot of, there. You know, that soil is rich with nutrients, if you know what I mean,
it's,
around Springfield.
Wow.
So, yeah. So that is, it is. And they've and they're the Cabernet Franc, which I love that wine. I love that grape. I love that. And And, you know, it's funny because in America, you get, especially out of California. Oh, I sounded like such a pretentious.
You sound like you know what you're talking about.
You just sound like you normally do.
But yeah. Thank you, Rich. but the Cabernet Franc as a standalone wine is a standalone grape in a bottle. You don't get a ton of that in America.
No, you really don't.
It's mostly
see it.
Blended into Cabernet Sauvignon and Merlot, right. Traditionally.
Mm. Yeah.
That's why I don't see it. Okay.
This is absolutely wonderful.
Thank you.
It's really good.
And here
shocking.
You go.
It's amazing.
And she went to one of the great wine colleges in the universities in the world, UC Davis, and then brought her stuff back here. But this is the family farm that your family's in for how long?
1881. I'm the fifth generation.
Wow.
I have two sisters and a brother, and they all moved to St. Louis. They love it there, but...
They got their soybean money and just left. Is that what happened?
They're spending it. Did you ever
leave.
Do you think you were going to farm? Because you essentially are, just moved to grapes.
I knew I would. My dad always talked about the soil being part of the family, so I knew one of us would have to.
I love that.
Wow, there's something spiritual about that.
Very, very much so. Gosh. I love that.
I don't know.
I think so.
I think great-grandpa right here, Dannenberger, would probably go, what is he doing? whatever the soybeans and the corn. I mean, that's what everybody wants. The soybeans, they don't want the wine. And now look
at
what you're doing. But now they do want the wine, right? That's all. All right, so people want to go down and experience this. You have a whole experiential thing, right?
Yes, I have chefs on staff. One of my chefs actually came from Alinea in Chicago. He worked under Chef Grant.
Nice.
Chef Zach. And then my son, Clayton, he was a sous chef at a farm-to-table restaurant, went to Kendall, came back. So sticking with the family concept. Mm-hmm. We do pairing dinners. They're wonderful. They're high-end pairing dinners. We built a really unique music venue out of shipping containers, double stacked with a catwalk across them. And then there's a stage in the center.
Nice.
It's something really unique. We put graffiti. Well, we didn't.
We had the local farm kids come over and do it.
Here's some spray paint. They were scary a little bit.
Yeah.
Wait. There's a story here. You hired people to come graffiti it?
And then she was afraid of them.
Yes.
Then she was afraid of them. Right.
The local
just
toughs.
They were
from another town, and they showed up, and I was blown away.
I need to know the answer to this. How do you advertise for that? How do you?
You have to ask Craigslist? Around because they
word
don't.
Of mouth?
They don't want to you to know that that's what
that's
they
what
do.
They do. Yeah. The taggers
mm-hmm. hang out in the spray paint aisle at the local hardware store.
Hey, what are you doing later?
I just get to make a few dollars.
I got $20 for you if you want to go.
You're picking up a lot of spray paint.
That is
it's crazy.
How did you get them to leave? I bet you there's a great story, right? It's like
it was really scary. I was so afraid because I just hired one guy, and then he shows up the next day with this crew of six, and I was like, hi.
Crew.
They were there all day, and they just kept asking for more paint, and we'd have to go get some, and I was always afraid to leave because I just wasn't sure what I'd come back to.
Oh, those Effingham boys are here again. The crew, they're tough.
That's where you get the pump action shotgun. All right now, boys. Now y'all going to have to leave the farm now when you're done. Yeah. All right. Well, I guess it worked out okay, right? Because
yes,
you got a beautifully spray-painted venue, musical venue. All right. If people want to come down there, what's your website?
Dannenberger Family Vineyards or dfv-wines.com.
DFV. As in Victor.
Mm-hmm. And lots of social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
I see on your Instagram page, you look like maybe you are naked in some grapes here. In like a big
what's that
grapes?
Instagram again? It's what?
I mean, it's a beautiful picture.
Got the WGN blockers on some of this stuff here. I don't know if I'm able to get through, but I'm going to try.
Stilettos in the vineyard.
Oh.
Yeah, that's my person. Well, it's not really private. I mean, I'm happy to be a winemaker for my place. So I post stuff. Yeah.
I'm stopping on the whole idea of the stiletto in the vineyard. Isn't it a little hard to get through the vineyard
in
the stilettos?
It aerates the soil.
No, I have a pair of work boots that have about a 4-inch heel, but they're just really thick.
That's fantastic.
That's
okay. Because the stiletto seems like you're going to crack an ankle right there. I don't know. It doesn't going to go well.
That was a Mellencamp song. Remember that? Stiletto in the vineyard?
Third
one. The scarecrow?
Yeah.
Blood on the plow? Stiletto in the vineyard. Verse 3 of that song.
That's what I thought that was. Wow. Wow. Okay. All right. Yes. Well, it is. I mean, I got to tell you, the social media around this is not your grandfather's New Berlin, Illinois. I can tell you that right now. This is a whole other deal.
It's so cool.
Grandpa would have been upset about the Taggers too. I can tell you that coming over. I just can see what's going on there. That is
couple years in the army will do them good. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. All right. So what is the If people want to get the wines, they can go obviously to your website. But where are you selling them in places? Are you in? How do you do that?
We are on the website. You can shop there. We are mostly in the Central Illinois area, but I am currently branching out into Chicago. We're up here talking with some restaurants.
How cool is that?
Interesting.
We got plenty of graffiti guys up here, too, if you're looking for that, too, while you're up here. You know.
Great taggers. Are you in any restaurants currently here in Chicago? Is this the first
This is our first venture into talking with some of them. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Wow. All right. This is the, by the way, around the Carmen is the one that everybody is talking about, the 2014 Carmen, C-A-R-M-I-N. Full body, cab frog, but light, oaky. It's like, it's
must
like a,
taste.
This is one of those wines that you're going to have that would be a wine that you'd be paying
$80
for. Wow. It's a $28 bottle, right? If you buy
nice.
It.
Nice.
And you'd pay $80 and it would be some, you know, fancy ass, you know, either California or French, really, right? You know, the European wines that would be doing that. So congratulations to you on that. And congratulations to the, you know, what is the soybean industry's loss is the wine industry's gain here. I think we can say that.
There you go.
I agree.
Yeah, that's a very, very great thing. All right. Dannenberger Family Vineyards, DFV, D, David, Frank, Vincent. Mm-hmm. Oh, I knew that guy. David, Frank, Vincent, wines.com. Right there if you want to take part in that. Or go down and see this. It's an amazing place. And just don't bring up the tagging part.
It looks stunning, the property. Oh, my gosh.
And a great for the fall, too, right? Because you got the changing colors and all of that.
It's a perfect weekend.
And
go
it's always
see Abe Lincoln stuff. Hang out. Go see the governor. You know, that kind of
thing. Yeah.
They get really drunk.
I'm going to say right now, this weekend he's not taking visitors. I would say, though, what is interesting is that it's always 10 degrees warmer down there than it is here, too.
That's true. Yeah.
So there's sometimes 100 degrees warmer, depending on where you the time of year.
A lot of people don't realize, too, that Lincoln, that big stovepipe hat, he had a bottle of wine underneath there at all times on his hat. So he was also into the
ready
wine.
Ready to party.
Mary, it's time for a drink.
You know, you never caught that there were two straws coming out of that
exactly.
hat, too. Exactly. Sort of like a bear's skin.
That's how they did it. He was the inventor of that. A lot
that's
of
why he wore that,
that
hat. Yeah. I always wondered.
It didn't end well for him, but the idea was good. All right. Thank you so much. Appreciate you being with us, both of you. And again, it's Dannenberger Family Vineyards down in New Berlin, Illinois. Right now, we've got Judy Pilak standing by. WGN is 2 minutes away.